I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
This is the podcast that nobody cares about. Full of news that nobody gives a crap about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Monday, August 29th, 2016. And now here's your host, Ben Kemp and Morgan. Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
And wow, it's been a long week, but we're back at it. Did you have a nice week off?
Well, I was here on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You were here. But you weren't here Tuesday through Friday last week.
No.
Yeah. It shows because the garbage hasn't been emptied. The place hasn't been dusted. It's terrible. I got to get back to my real job, which is janitor of the radio station. It all started at a small 5,000-watt station in Merced, California. I had keys to the broom closet. All right. It's time for the... Who Cares News? We're back today. What's going on?
Well, another one of our long national nightmares continue. Because we should just call this the long national nightmare news.
Right.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting a little relief after his exes decided to go along with his court request to lower his child support payments.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Both Denise Richards and Brooke Mueller,
uh-huh,
they reportedly agreed to accept less than half of what they were getting before Charlie's financial health took a nosedive earlier this year, not long after he started addressing various legal claims in the wake of his 2015 revelation that he's HIV positive.
Plus, he doesn't have work.
Sources say,
yeah,
that both his exes have agreed to accept around $25,000 a month.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
They've agreed to accept.
Yeah.
Every 4 months, $100,000.
Yeah, they're givers. Wow. That's instead of the $55,000 a month they've been getting since Charlie is now making, you know, next to nothing.
Well, he is. I don't think he's making anything. I mean,
doesn't he get residual crap?
I think he gets some residuals off 2.5 men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Hot Shots?
Hot Shots. Hot Shots Part 2. He's probably making more money off of his cameo in Ferris Bueller's Day Off than he is in those movies, I would think.
And there was that.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
He was quite the movie star.
Quite. He could have been so big.
On the
so
big screen.
So big, but
so,
no.
To sweeten the deal, the source says, Charlie, he threw in some real estate for Brooke and Denise and committed to doing a show with Denise.
Oh, he's going to do a show with Denise. That's, wow.
Did
you know that money
kids?
Isn't all going to the kids?
No.
Hell no. They're going to say, oh, so much of it's got to pay for, you know, put a roof over their heads and feed and clothe them and water them and, you know.
Feed, clothe, and water.
And
private school.
Babysit them and all that other stuff. So,
I think part of it, the moms feel that if they don't look appropriate for the children, so mani-pedis may be part of that.
I think with Brooke Mueller, I think it's more not looking right, but how much she can score from her drug dealer. Hey, last night were the MTV Music Awards. Yeah, Kanye, right.
Okay.
Kanye, Rihanna, Drake, Adele, Beyonce, Future, and other single-named stars were there, as were Blue Ivy, Nick Jonas, the Chainsmokers, never heard of them, Ty Dolla $ign, I like that name, Ariana Grande, Alicia Keys, Britney Spears, Puff Daddy, plus Ryan Lochte. Yeah, nobody cares. Blue Ivy, though, was wearing an $11,000 dress, and what, she's only like 3 or 4? What's the deal with that?
She's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in case you're wondering, Gabby Douglas couldn't attend because she had a nasty infection, but the rest of the final 5 USA gymnasts were there to present, as was Michael Phelps, and we still don't care the VMAs. Hey, speaking of Britney Spears, I went to Planet Hollywood Saturday night. I was in Las Vegas. And, of course, Britney wasn't there because she was, you know, had to get ready to go to the VMAs.
Were you gambling?
No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't have any money.
Oh.
I gave it all to Gordon Ramsay at dinner. So, you know.
Was it expensive?
You know what? It wasn't really expensive. We went to Burger, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant there in Planet Hall. He's got restaurants in every hotel. So, I mean, whatever.
Uh-huh.
This was probably the least expensive of all of the Gordon Ramsay restaurants. We walked by one in Paris where... you know, your entree was like $142. That's called steak. Really creative names for restaurants.
Well, he probably has some really expensive cows somewhere.
Right. Point being, Brittany wasn't there. So I was kind of disappointed.
How much was your hamburger?
My hamburger was $16. So not horrible for the Las Vegas Strip. The French fries were $13, though. Worth every penny.
What kind?
They were fantastic. I don't know. I think they were truffle and parmesan and garlic. I don't know what the hell was on them.
$13 for
$13
french fries.
No, that's they were great. You're not going to get truffle french fries anywhere. Thank you, Gordon Ramsay, for a nice evening. I'm sorry I didn't get to see Britney Spears.
Are you now?
I'm bitter.
Are you sorry?
I'm bitter. But we had a good time. Las Vegas. I love
you
it.
You want to see Britney Spears?
Yeah, I'm a big... Oh, come on now. Oops, I did it again.
Oh, help us all. And speaking of that, Mick Jagger is planning for the future. His unborn child's future, because, yeah, oops, he did it
oops,
again.
Oops, he did it again.
Oops-a-daisy. Mick has negotiated a financial deal with ballerina Melanie Hamrick, who's pregnant with his, dun-dun-dun, child number 8.
Child number yep. 8.
Great-grandpa,
Mick Jagger's.
Oh, jeez.
8th child.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's to provide for her and the baby after the little one arrives in December. Although Mick said to be surprised by the pregnancy news, he's prepared to give Melanie $15,000 every month.
Wait. Melanie, you can get more money out of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, $15,000 a month until their child reaches adulthood, which, according to my calculations, yeah, is a little more than $3 million plus a house.
Oh, she gets a house, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Melanie, get a $10 million house. Then it won't matter about the $15,000 a month.
He's made it clear he has no intention of marrying her.
Of course
but
not.
But he will honor his responsibility to the child.
Oh, that's honorable, Mick. Keep it in your pants next time. 73 or not, keep it in your pants. But good on you, dude.
Jeez.
Hey, we knew it was too good to last. 7329.
Send your cards 7329.
Letters. Justin Bieber has returned to Instagram early this morning after several weeks away from the social media site. The Biebs had temporarily deleted his account after calling for privacy, slamming his followers, as you might recall, for insulting his rumored girlfriend, Sophia Richie, and having an online feud with ex Selena Gomez. You might remember that Selena took to his account, writing, "If you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend."
Right.
"Don't be mad at your fans. They love you."
Yeah.
Justin has since been spotted out with girlfriend Sophia several times, including celebrating her recent 18th birthday in Los Angeles and Cabo over the weekend and getting cozy because they legally can now. She's no longer jailbait. God.
Oh, Justin. I'm sure it was like, "No, wait, we can't. I'm 17.
I can almost guarantee you that was said. Sure. All right. Well, that does it for us today. You can listen to us all day long if you want, if you desire.
I know. We're horrible.
At the podcast site, thewhocaresnews.com. We're also on Stitcher, and we're available on SoundCloud as well. So there you go. Just in case. In case you forgot where to find us. Because we're back. And we'll do this again tomorrow. You've been warned.
You've been warned.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Mondays through Fridays. And check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too. Van Camp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm Britney Spears.